You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, we are here live at the You Know What, Dude podcast. It's a special fucking day because, first of all, it's Monster Voice.
Hello.
Is back in fucking town. Hey. Corporate Dan.
Yes, sir.
Corporate Dan is back from the fucking corporate world.
Corporate world just shaking hands and kissing babies.
He actually put down his suit and tie and his briefcase.
My garment bag, Bobby. That's
what fucking garment bag. What a shit fucking thing.
It's only been 2 weeks. Three. But it feels like it's been, I guess 3 weeks actually is kind of
who
time.
Missed? Who missed Dan?
I didn't
Who
miss
missed
him.
Dan? And we got, of course,
like it's been a while.
Of course, we got Joe DeRosa, a.k.a. Dangerous Joe, a.k.a. No Shoulders Joe, a.k.a. Miserable Face.
Miserable Face.
I just added that.
I like that one.
I like Miserable Face. I think it's a good one.
And back by popular fucking demand.
I get carried away.
Kathy, Kathy K is back on the show. Friend of mine and friend of the show, and she went on a date last. If you listen to the podcast that we put out last week, Valentine's Day, we tried to make a little Valentine's connection with Joe D, and he went on a date with Kathy. We're gonna be getting into that in a couple seconds. I just gotta kind of get things going just. Because the date was a date. I'm not going to get into it, but you guys will. I mean, so anyways, I got to get my shit out in case you guys fucking, you know, I know Kathy and I know Joe. So Joe's looking at me with like a fucking
You're almost promoting this podcast like Don King. You're like, woo, it's going down in Hell's Kitchen. I don't know what's going to happen to fire and the brimstone.
if Macho Man was promoting this fight.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dates, but I've never seen one as powerful like a dynamite cake. Yeah, belt to blow.
And he's back, baby.
It's good to be back.
We got Two Voice McGee back in the cast.
The old two pitch Dan. That's what I got. I got two
more
pitches.
I want to hear. Well, when you're done, I want him to do more of the Macho Man.
Yeah. Well,
doing the
Macho That's Man, funny. Macho Man. I'm just gonna be the straight man. Macho Man. We got a great. Yeah. We got a great event tonight. Yeah. We have in one corner. We have No Shoulders, Mush Face, Miserable Face, Joe DeRosa.
Always be scared of a man that has no looks that look human. Yeah.
And then on the other corner, we have sexy Kathy K with an attitude, a.k.a. Kathy the cunt.
Yeah, kind of woman that I would blow my load and then leave immediately. Dig it.
Who do you think's going to come out on top, Macho Man?
All I know is they better be surrounded by four cages. Yeah, it's a cage match of death. Dig it.
Oh, we are fucking right. Back, baby.
Good to nice. Be.
We are fucking back. Yeah. All right. So, I'm going to get into a little bit of Monster Voices. You were away.
Yeah, I was on the Guinness Believer Tour.
How's it going?
Good. It's going good. It was actually a lot of fun. You just got to drink beers in different cities.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you do anyways.
Yeah. So it was just that.
A bad time.
With some extra money.
Was it boring?
During the day it was. I just walked around.
Ugh, by yourself?
Yeah. I had a friend. My friend Christine's on the tour. So we just
Christine? You made a friend?
Yeah, I made a friend.
You made a friend on the tour. She's not a friend.
She's like a day walker. Like I could text her and hang out with her today.
But you knew her because of the tour.
Yeah, I met her.
So she's not a friend. Okay. We're friends.
We're friends. Yeah.
You know, me and Joe are your friends.
Yes.
She is
a work associate.
She's a new person in your life.
Yes.
am I out of my mind, Joe?
You know, 3 weeks is a long time to be with somebody. That she could have. She could have trumped us.
It's not a long time.
Every day for 3 weeks is a long time.
It isn't a fucking. What are you fucking?
I got to be honest.
Put the phone down. No phones during the fucking podcast.
If I met somebody, yeah. if I left you two of you for 3 weeks, if I met somebody and I hung out with them every day, they'd probably drop you guys.
Really? Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I'm joking.
Dude, you know what? Let me give you a lesson in loyalty, Bobby, that Joe obviously doesn't observe.
Right.
You guys are better friends than her, so how about that?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Let me give you a little lesson in life, too, about Joe DeRosa. Dan, my friend, he'd dump us for fucking anybody.
In a second.
As long as they have something to offer.
If Cat Williams came around and wanted to do a podcast.
This cocksucker would start talking jive.
Joe DeRosa, I want you to do my podcast.
Joe, you got a mustache trimmer for me? He's like, I sure do, Cat.
We got 2 + 3 = 7. -9. Put into a 12. That equals 3. 3s and 3s. 9s and 9s. That's what I'm saying. The white man's the devil.
Did he say that?
Yeah. We're in Amsterdam. I was in Amsterdam doing a show with me, Tony Woods, Ben Bailey, all this shit. And then we went.
Was it called the Ridiculous Voices Tour?
And there was a condo up above the club, and we went up there, and he was up there. Me and T-Rex, fucking awesome. If T-Rex ever comes to New York, he's on this show. One of the funniest guys ever. We're all upstairs. It's pretty ghetto room, you know what I mean? And he just starts going into numbers and fucking 9 and 3, and the white man's the fucking devil, and that's why white people fucking look you in the eye, because they know that they're... What the fuck?
Yeah, that black conspiracy shit.
Yeah, and then this...
They smell like wet dogs. They smell like wet dogs all the time. They smell like wet dogs.
Well, hold on a second, though. Was he serious or was he joking?
He was dead serious. Are you out of your... It wouldn't be funny if he was joking. I wouldn't even have remembered it. He was dead serious.
Oh, God. Jesus, Cat. Old Cat.
All right. So, anyways, Dan, we welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to you, my friend.
Good to see you guys.
And this is Kathy. You guys met. She's a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine for a long time. And last week, I tried to make a love connection, I would say, between my friend Joe DeRosa with that miserable face and Kathy Kay. I tried to make a love. They agreed to go on a date.
Okay.
Agreed to go on a date. And I picked the place. Uh-huh. Nice.
You
little,
picked, so you set everything up.
I said, look, man, Korean barbecue around the corner near Joe's place, because he had a big long day. I said, it's fantastic. I know Kathy. I've taken her out to dinner many a times, and I know what she likes and what she'd be into, and I knew it would be a cool place for her. And I knew Joe would like it because it's right across the street from his fucking house.
And he's a lazy piece of shit.
And if things went bad, he'd just walk home. So let's first. I'd like to go to Kathy.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to you. And you went on the date. How did it go?
Overall, the place is amazing. Like, that was a very good pick, Robert. It's delicious food.
It's good.
You know,
that
band,
B-A-N-N, on 49th
awesome.
Street. Yeah, you gotta,
it was awesome.
You got to talk in the mic. Remember the thing at the beginning when I said talk into the mic?
Yeah, I heard
you. Yeah, right there. You sound great.
Better?
Yeah, talk right into that.
Okay.
There
was issues, though.
Issues
with Joe, yeah.
With Joe, but not the place.
No, the place was awesome.
Fucking
great. It was
great.
A great meal. B-A-N-N, I highly recommend. Very good.
Well, no, yeah. And she,
Korean barbecue,
I mean, it's
BBQ.
Good.
Yeah.
And she is being serious. You know the place was great because you ordered half the fucking menu.
No. Time out real quick. Can I just say.
Please.
Can I just say that this is the first time since I was a young boy watching Love Connection with Chuck Woolery that I'm this fucking excited to find out how a date went. I literally. I just got that feeling in the pit of my stomach. Like, this
I have video.
We know.
I sent them to you.
We know. You got video.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like,
it's good to be back.
Okay, and I have the video plugged into the fucking intranet.
You got
and we're gonna
it, right?
be we're okay. gonna listen to it in a couple minutes.
But, back in 2 and 2.
We'll right back. I love most of the voices back. Listen. Oh,
we videotaped the best parts.
Okay, so you went on the date, Kathy. You met him where?
At his house, actually.
Now, I heard you had a problem. Trying to set up the date. Where are you going to meet?
Yeah, we already talked about this at your podcast the other day, right?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
You want to rehash that?
No. He's
so you worked
you.
Out
sorry.
The thing. Mm-hmm. You're actually, you met at Joe's house.
Joe's apartment, yeah.
Oh, so you met at the apartment?
Yeah, at his apartment I went. I mean, I was allowed to either go. He's like, you could either come in or not. I decided to go in. And I went up to his apartment.
So you went up to his apartment.
Yeah. Nice place, right?
It's okay.
What?
It's cute. Yeah, it's cute.
Whose place do you like better, mine or his?
Yours.
Thanks. Okay, so moving on.
We should spiral staircases. Yours has spiral staircases.
In the kitchen. My kitchen. Yeah,
and you got a new kitchen. No, he had a good kitchen.
My
too.
Bathroom's better, though.
The real kitchen.
The real question
my bathroom's
is,
better.
The real
yeah,
question
I didn't
is,
see his bathroom.
Whose place is nicer, mine or hers? I mean, that's
mine.
Really the question.
Is it?
That's really yeah, the question.
I would really like to show her what a night, what a horrible place is, and take her on a date. Make her meet her at my place in Queens.
Hold that thought, Mr.
Windowless
Soda.
Room.
This might be a three-parter.
No, it's not.
Because hang on now. Yeah. Hang on.
Hang on. I don't go to Queens.
yeah, but
exactly.
Queens would come to you.
It's like the armpit of New York.
That noise you just made, ready to make that 20 more times through this story.
I'm not going
to
lie. Already in the podcast.
Exactly.
I'm shifting towards Team Joe.
Exactly.
We're just, I don't go to Queens. What the fuck?
First of all, I don't go to Queens.
A lot of people don't go to Queens. Newsflash.
When I used to bank checks, I don't take bridges or tunnels or boats to come
and you know
get
what?
Pussy.
I don't go to Brooklyn
you're
either.
You're a dude.
Yeah.
And you're a dude.
Right?
What the fuck does that mean?
Means you paid for it, so you can call those shots.
Right.
You could say, hey, I'm floating a bill.
Actually, I didn't pay for it either.
Yeah, according to Joe, I should pay for that date.
You too.
I was actually a good looking dude.
Like a scumbag.
I like Queens, and I find it very comfortable to live there.
All right, go ahead.
No, I want you to. Are you done?
Right.
You're getting info from Kathy.
We're going to Kathy.
He just wanted
first.
Me to say how I started at his house.
So you met him at the place, and everything's going fine, correct?
Yeah, everything was totally fine.
And then what?
We went to the restaurant. We ate. Joe set up a point system.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to say hi to Bardo. I want to say hi to Conan Smith, Jimmy, and Tom, and Molly, and everybody else at Apostle. Just want to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Why did you just do that?
I'm doing thanks in the middle now. In case people, they try to cut this out when we give it to other people.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. So you went to
the place. So Joe set up very early on. Joe set up a point system,
mm-hmm.
and I actually got a lot of points for doing good things on the date, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have that point system in your phone? I mean, he was keeping tabs, like one for me, one for him.
Okay, so you had a point system right off the bat.
It was a pot. I was getting
Joe
good
has
points.
His wand finger up.
Make a point. Just take notice how already so far. Everything that's coming out of Kathy's mouth is me, 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 me. His apartment was okay. I got a lot of points. Joe did this. Notice how she's taking no responsibility other than I'm just floating through this evening being perfect. Just make note of that.
We are.
That doesn't even make any sense, Joe. He's asking me questions about myself. You're so fucked up. I'm talking about your apartment took me, what your apartment looked like. How is that about me?
That's my opinion about you. This is how I would have said the point system thing. I would have went, we did a point system thing.
I said you set it up.
And
that's about you again.
We both got
not
a lot
me,
of
Joe.
Points.
Okay,
we
Joe.
Both got a lot of points.
Okay, hang on now. Okay, hang on. I need to go. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Dan.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited by this. Kathy is getting so angry. She's doing the little kid stare up at the wall when you're yelling at someone. She's not even looking. She's doing like the.
Is this me angry, Robert? No.
Well, guilty people are angry.
Listen to me.
Because they're defensive. Because they're defensive.
Listen to me. We're not.
I'm calm.
We're not there yet. I know both of these psychos.
Yeah.
And we're not there yet on either one of them. I know Joe. Joe is. Let me tell you what, Joe. He's just about to walk into the McDonald's with the AK.
Yeah, he's falling down, huh?
He's still thinking about it.
I'm loading the gun, going. All I want to do is just show people that they're not living righteously.
I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Okay, so now you go. You're leaving the apartment. You're going on the date. Everything is fine right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, yeah, and everything is fine. Like we order, we're on the same page. We get some appetizers. Mm-hmm. The food is amazing. Mm-hmm. He's asked me a lot of questions.
So you get to the place and you're like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Now he at that point he picked it.
No, you picked it. He told me you picked it.
Oh, okay.
It.
But she didn't know that, though.
No, you told me.
You didn't know that till
no,
at this
you
point.
No, you told me.
At
no,
this
told me
point,
there,
you
Joe.
Didn't, Kathy.
You told me there at, that Robert
I
picked the
I told you
place.
At the end of it that you picked it.
You didn't
when
tell
he sent
me today.
Me the pic-
you told me there.
When he sent me the picture of him eating at the other Korean barbecue place, which was after we were done eating, and I said, this is where Bobby is, and you go, this place is better. He should have came here. And I go, well, he told me to come here.
No, when we walked in and better. Nobody was at the bar and we thought it was going to be Deadsville, when we walked around the corner, you said it was Bobby's idea. That's what, just in case we walked around and it sucked, you had already copped out of it that it was your
I should have put a mirror up behind you so he could see Kathy looking at you.
That's not true.
She won't even look
good.
At
yeah,
you.
I don't want
that's
her
so
to look
wrong.
At me.
You're so wrong. I walked in and said hello to Joey. He won't look at me.
Okay.
I mean, that says a lot right there.
Okay. So you go into the place. It's a nice place. You
yeah,
kinda,
very nice.
Because I know you. You like cool places like that.
Yeah, and I
like
yummy food. And the food was great. Uh huh.
And so we get in and you sit down. He mm-hmm. looked. Now, how does Joe look?
He was very dressed up.
What? Is he wearing,
you know, like,
is
he
wearing
suit,
a tux?
Like, yeah, well, almost like a
no,
jacket.
It was, this is how like, dumb. It's dumb.
It's a trip.
There's no
I
other
have,
word
I have
for
a video
it.
Of it.
But
you're wearing a sports jacket.
How insulting she is.
Yeah.
She said you, she didn't say you looked nice. She said he was too dressed up.
But,
like he was a little kid going to church.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing.
That's
it's
surreal.
She's
that's
insulting out of
I'm not
ignorance.
Insulting. I'm just telling the truth.
I wasn't wearing the suit. I was wearing a fucking casual sport coat
okay.
with a sweater and jeans and boots.
Suit.
But to her, this fucking low rent workout gear asshole, that's a suit. That's a suit. Miss, I fucking know how to dress. Miss, I think $100 is a lot to spend on an outfit. Yeah, exactly. I walked in here, first thing out of Bobby's mouth, who's always eager to trash me when I dress up, goes, dude, you look really fucking nice, man.
Yeah,
that's a nice
Joe
outfit.
Joe is a dapper dresser.
Yeah, he has right. to be.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Joe
I'm
is,
just defending myself
Joe,
as we
Joe looked
here.
Good, but it's very funny.
You are
that
a nice
this,
dresser.
That you got to yeah, look at the perspective of a woman that you show up. This is kind of interesting that yeah. you look great. To me, to my wife, you look good.
Right.
But to a chick showing up, it's like, oh, yeah, you fucking well, wore a suit.
Let me tell you what bugged
like,
me.
Okay.
Let me tell you what. It wasn't right. a suit. It
so
wasn't
do you
want to
go back and forth, or do you want to just.
Yeah, can
let's
I
go
say
back
something?
And forth.
Would you?
No, you already talked. So now,
this
you
is,
go.
This is what bugged me. No,
yes.
Again, it wasn't a suit. There was a huge difference between a fucking blazer and jeans and a fucking
you called
suit.
It a sports
okay.
a sports jacket
a, suit,
a blazer
a
casual sport coat
it's,
like
it's
you,
a
wouldn't,
casual
you wouldn't
sports coat
you
awesome.
Wouldn't the, it had a pattern on you wouldn't wear that coat with a suit you just wouldn't it would
it's
look
a casual
ridiculous.
Sports jacket
yeah,
you can't
exactly.
wear a jacket with a suit but the jacket makes it like a suit vibe it wasn't a members
well,
only jacket
she,
Joe it was a fucking suit jacket yeah,
Kathy
with like
nobody
a shirt
Kathy
underneath
first of all
it.
It's my turn to talk so shut it and second of all you can call a sport coat a jacket.
Okay,
so there
whatever,
are more than
right.
one types of jackets out there. You wouldn't know because you show up wearing this fucking Forever 21 outfit that looked like her outfit literally looked like she picked it balled up out of a bin.
Oh, Joe, if you have to go there, I have you on video telling me how hot I look. So what's,
oh, yeah, I'll say
what
anything
fucking change
to get some
between
fucking
now and
trim.
Then? You have to pay for the
bill. He almost shut down the podcast.
It didn't work, Joe. It didn't
Jeez.
Work.
Her, oh. She was wearing one of those, you know, those stretchy, you know when everything stretches on the outfit? It's like leggings, a stretchy skirt, a pullover stretchy top, a scarf.
Yeah,
it's like
hot.
The whole outfit was stretchy
well, she
material.
She just came from a tap and dance
exactly.
class.
Like very like Olivia Newton-John.
Or a brief stay in rehab.
Oh, and by the way, I asked her, I said on the phone to her, I go, when you wear your hair in pigtails, it looks really good. Would you wear your hair in pigtails tonight? And she goes, yeah. She shows up. She got her hair in pigtails. I go, ah, the pigtails. She goes, yeah, I just kept them in from the gym. Ugh. Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
The truth.
You didn't wash your fucking hair?
No, I don't wash my
since you went to the gym and laid on fucking sweat equipment? Ugh.
Sweat equipment? Is that what you... Joe, that's funny.
Like yeah. sweaty, meaning sweaty.
No, dude, look, yeah, don't defend yourself to me.
No,
take the hit.
All right.
Sweat equipment yeah, knows that you've never been to a gym.
But that's just
I
rough.
Went on the sweat equipment today, Mama.
My arms hurt. I was busy at the sweat at the gym with the sweat equipment.
I did five sweat machines.
All right. You got me. God damn it. Fuck that Y, leaving that Y off really fucked me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sweat equipment.
Oh, this sweat equipment's so heavy.
The sweat equipment is the way I lost all my weight.
Oh, it hurts my arms.
This is what you do. You go to sweat equipment number one, and you do five sweaty curls.
You do the sweat lifts.
And then you go over to sweat equipment, the sweat bench, and you do sweat
lifts. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
all right, so now we've established two sides
okay.
that Joe was too dressed up. Fancy Joe.
Joe was too dressed up. His apartment
but we,
is not.
But we also
wait. His apartment's not better than mine. First thing she had to go to his neighborhood to meet him.
She's mm-hmm. mad about that.
Okay. Second off, right? She went, and my apartment's better.
Yes.
Okay. Third off,
Joe is too dressed up. But fourth of all, she's dressed like she just got out of a brief stint in rehab.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're dressed shitty. Yeah. You're dressed too good. This is a fucking Goldilocks situation. Can we meet in the middle?
In the middle.
What do you think, Macho Man?
Oh, I'm going to say, oh, no.
I got to stick to my guns or something here. I'll go with everything so far except the dress thing. I wasn't dressed too nice. I was dressed the way you dress when you go out to take a girl out to a fucking restaurant for dinner.
Okay. Okay. So did you get that? That makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. Joe.
That was for you.
Yes. There are many girls that like a nice sports coat. Like, I'm a jeans
casual.
And t-shirt. Yeah.
Casual
like
sports jacket.
I don't like guys too dressed up. I like the one I wore to the fucking date because I'm like a casual kind of gal.
Well, that's funny
I like
because
my
that's
guy,
not what you said the other day.
No, that's absolutely true. No, I don't like a guy wearing
said,
a suit or a sports coat. I like a good pair of diesel jeans and a t-shirt.
And
like,
I
good
quote,
to go.
Bob, you were here and I quote, a guy should pick up the entire check on a
what
date
the fuck does
because
that have to do with
I spent
clothes,
because
Joe.
I'm going to tell you because it's your quote because I went out and spent $150 to get a nice outfit and some makeup so I could look great for him. That is what she said. She didn't fucking say I like to show up in jeans and a t-shirt. I like a casual.
Jeans and
if she would have said that, I would have taken her to fucking Lucky Burger and not a sit down fucking $130 fucking meal.
Jeans and t-shirts.
You spent $130.
Yeah.
No, $120.
Because she said it had to be so fucking fancy, and that's what she likes. And what did? Remember when she did this, Bob? Remember when she pointed? Dan's me right now. I'm just doing this for example. She pointed at me. You remember this? And she went like this. She goes, "What the fuck did you even spend on this outfit?" She made it clear.
Oh,
she made it clear that she put value in clothing. So I opened that door wearing a fucking $700 sport coat,
ladies and gentlemen. Litigator DeRosa.
And nice fucking...
You're out of order. You're out of order.
Whole court's out of order.
Nice fucking... Not fucking Levi jeans. Nice fucking jeans and boots. And, because I'm like, this fucking chick likes a guy to get a little dress. So I dressed up and I took her to a nice spot.
This
had she
chick
been
likes
honest,
a guy to get a little dress.
And I'll tell you something else. She doesn't like it when you have two ice cubes in your scotch.
Hey, Dangerous Joe. You tell us what this chick
it's
likes.
Like, oh, no. He went from Rat Pack Joe into Dangerous Joe. This babe over here with the yams.
What do you like, Dangerous Rat Pack Joe?
I like a dame that says what she means. It means what she says, you know? I don't got time for games or chit-chat.
Dangerous Joe.
That's the first time I did a Dangerous Joe character.
I like it. I like it. You got a voice.
I like
one more and you catch up with me.
Dangerous Joe. Let me tell you something, kids. When you want to be dangerous, you got to be a Dangerous Joe.
He's got one of those combs that looks like a switchblade.
He's got a
but
knife.
It's just a comb. Yeah. He combs his hair.
Joe, Dangerous Joe's always got a tumbler full of whiskey on the rocks and a gun.
And when he's stressed out, he chews on a matchstick.
That's funny.
All right, so here you go. So you go to the restaurant. It's fancy. He's a little too dressed up, but you like this place. You sit down. Now, just FYI, my wife said, because we wanted to go for Korean barbecue that night, she goes, we should go and take the reservation. We were going to go early and just take your reservation. But it wouldn't have mattered because it was...
Yeah, because there's like two other
wish
people
would
there.
Have.
Right.
No.
Hey. Ooh. Come on, be nice.
No. I know, I mean...
Put your phone down. No phones on the fucking podcast.
Sorry.
I will not be... Listen, I will do this and I will be diplomatic. I will not be nice.
Okay.
I'm not going to be nice with Kathy. I think, as you will hear as this story unfolds, I'm not going to be mean to her, but I find Kathy to be a very obnoxious person.
Okay.
So I won't get to exactly why in a few minutes.
Okay. So
this is
all right. So now we have a little of the footage. You were on the date.
Yeah. Now up to this point, though, this is a key thing.
Oh,
up
key
to
factors.
This point, things were
Make
going well.
Make a note.
Okay.
Things were going well. We had done the point system. We had both.
Which is a cute game.
Yeah, it was a cute game because we were like, oh, it's for the podcast. It's score point. We had both accrued a lot of points. We were actually even. We both had like 6 points for doing nice things. She was very mannerly in many ways, which I appreciated. I gave her many points for. The food came. She said, let me wait till your food comes before I eat. I was
that's
like,
sweet.
That's fucking
nice.
Score.
Yeah,
I got up.
Nice.
the big bowl of the fried rice, whatever the fuck it was
Bebop Bim.
It was
the best ever. I'll take you, Dan.
Thank you.
It was too far away from us that we could reach it, so I got up and I served us. I got some points for that. Hey. You know, we all got points here.
You served her at a. I've been there. The table's not that big.
It was far enough away that we would have been like, you know. So I was like, let me get
you
up.
Couldn't use your fingers to like attach the spoon to one of those long fingers.
Yeah,
yeah. Stacy,
magic fingers.
You could have fed people in the kitchen with that finger.
So
he's creeping out all the Korean bus boys.
I have two big finger. It's like. Yeah. It's like Korean opera with those fucking big long fingers. He can play that Korean guitar.
Bing bong bong bing bong.
Welcome to Bang.
So I served whatever, doesn't matter. We both had a lot of points is the point.
Hang on 1 second. I want to thank Blue Microphone for providing us with all the microphones for the show. Blue Microphone has given us all the new, brand new microphones for this show. We have the 100 series, and I am talking on the 200 series because I'm Bob fucking Kelly.
Okay.
And now back to the You Know What Dude podcast.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Blue. So we both had a lot of points at this point, and we were doing all right, and everything was good. And then there's something that happened here, and this is what happened.
I love Joe.
It was getting near the end of the meal, and we were both going, I'm so full that I'm like sick right now. I'm so full, right?
Right.
I said, okay. I said, well, what do you want to do now? What do you want to do after this?
Right.
And she said, and right after this is when we started videotaping. That's why I'm setting it up. Mm-hmm. She goes, we're not going back to your apartment. Nothing.
Ooh.
And I go, Kathy, I didn't say anything about going back to my apartment. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you want to do after this? And she said, I just like to hang out and talk. And then I said, okay, well, if that's what you want to do.
That's fucking where you slice your wrists as a dude.
Yeah.
And then, fucking good.
Then that's I so said, good. Now this is the first video.
And
this
you
is the
lie
first,
and go, me too.
This is the first video good. That you got to play here, right?
Yep. Okay.
Not the second
so
one.
This is the first video.
And
okay.
I said, if all you want to do is talk, why would we not just go back to my apartment and like put on some music and just kind of hang out and talk or whatever? Like, where else are we going to go? We're too full to eat anymore. We're not drinking tonight. It's too cold to walk around.
So you guys weren't drinking.
Well, I actually hang out.
Stop right now. I actually have video that Kathy took, the audio from the night.
That's when I started
rolling. So it's right at the beginning, correct? And this is shit. This is actually the beginning of the first video, correct?
Yes.
The first video. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's because we taped 20 minutes of video and she forgot to hit record.
Hang on. I don't even know if it's working.
Joe, real quick.
It might not even work. Hang on 1 second.
As a former waiter, did you tip well?
Yeah, I tipped very well.
I know. You're a good dude.
I tipped very well.
I know.
We could hear it when it wasn't going through the thing.
I don't know if it's going.
I could hear it in my headphones.
Yeah, could you?
Okay, you know what?
I
it's good to be back. I feel like I just got out of work camp and I don't need to be abused.
I gotta make sure this is working. All right, we can hear me, correct?
Yeah.
It's just not, I don't know if it's recording in the thing. Okay, here we go.
Oh, who are you calling?
So start it over so you can hear the beginning of this.
Robert?
Okay, so now we're going to roll this. It's hooked up. This is the audio that Kathy actually took on the date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, and I knew she was taping.
Okay.
But she, this is the second take because we had this entire discussion on video for the podcast purposes, and then she forgot to hit record, so we had to do it all. This is the second time we have to have the discussion.
So passively aggressively subtext, she's a fucking moron.
Yep. Right,
I get what you're saying. Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh, I didn't tape that whole time. Start do-over, Joe. Do-over. Joe's trying to get me back to his apartment. This is the deal. Look, he's paying. Are you paying? Oh, fuck you. You're going to videotape me back?
No, I'm not.
Oh, who are you calling? Who are you calling? Your mom? are you calling the tea police? Because I've had too much tea? Okay, so here we are. We've been having a very nice time.
So wait a second. Stop. So what was that too much tea shit? What
because
was that?
I had just ordered another pot of tea because I thought we're going to hang out. We're going to talk a little bit. And, you know, now Joe's just trying to get me back to his house. And so the tea becomes like a problem.
Not true.
I want to drink. I'm like, are you calling like the tea? Like, is the tea? You
I knew know, Kathy I when it was fucking rum and cokes.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd been
tequila.
There. I wish I would have known her back then. Grandma. We'd sit here and eat, drink tea. We, by the way, at this point, we're there for over 90 minutes already.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to sit in this fucking restaurant anymore. Right. It's empty.
You have a casual sports jacket on. Yeah. Let's get uncomfortable.
Show the town this jacket.
Hang on one second, Joe.
Have like 4 points for being good because I did 4 good things.
Joe's on the
phone. Look at him shaking his head. He's trying to get me back.
Looking at the bill, shaking his head.
And honestly, I am comfortable here drinking my tea, and Joe has a problem with it.
I was calling Bonnie.
Oh yeah.
Because we already taped this.
What taped what?
This.
What do you mean this?
Right now.
What do you mean we already taped it? We didn't tape it. I didn't press the right button.
I forgot. We went through this whole thing 20 minutes.
Yeah, but so why aren't we doing it now? Why aren't we doing it now?
Tell everybody that this is the second time.
Okay,
we're doing
I did say that.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened? Okay, by the way, here, taping. Okay, by the way, am I on?
She's taping herself.
Yeah. Do I look better like this?
Yep.
All right, I forgot to press play, and we had a whole.
This is the most boring.
Let that part go, please.
To press record.
Whatever. Record play is the same thing.
No, it's not.
What's play?
Play means. What's play?
Yeah, what's the difference between play and record?
You work in the entertainment business.
I don't make dupes of fucking things. Like I.
Well, I mean, you know, you should know the buttons on the DVD player.
No, anyway.
All right. Okay. Stop for 1 second. Now, okay, go ahead, Joe.
Not only.
Kathy, he's got you here, you dumb broad.
You got your dead to rights.
I don't give a shit.
What's the difference between play and record?
Not only
symbols.
One's a symbols, circle, one's a sideways functions. Triangle.
Yeah, symbols, functions, definitions, everything.
Excuse me. On the iPhone, it's the same fucking button, play and record.
Well, let me tell you something.
Same button.
If there wasn't a difference between play and record, this podcast would be fucked up right now.
It's not the same button on the iPhone because on the iPhone, when you're in your camera, there's only a record button, and when you're in your videos, there's only a play button. They are two different buttons. They are in the same places, which I know must be confusing.
Ooh.
But they're different buttons. Ooh. One, the easiest way to tell it apart is the giant red
Joe's
fucking
on
dot
fire.
The record.
Joe's now, on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
Now, the reason I wanted that part to play was for a key just to support my argument. The zing was funny and all, right. But more importantly, that's what I mean. We are dealing with someone that does not know the meaning of the words that are coming out of their mouth. She says, what's play and record are the same thing. I didn't hit play. And then you go, they're not the same thing. What are you talking about? And she goes, it's the same thing. Whatever. And expects you to pick up the slack of interpreting the horse shit coming out of her fucking face.
No,
and it's ridiculous.
No, he doesn't understand. I don't care. I don't care
That's
about the difference
problem.
Between play and record. Obviously, you do. I don't. I don't really give a shit. I'm just like interested
Kathy,
in like
you don't give
the
a shit about anything, and that's my point. You have this I don't give a shit thing, and trust me, there's something coming up that is so much worse that she does to support this argument that really sends this whole thing into a tailspin.
On this one.
It happens. One. It's not on camera, it happens after this video. So I'll wait. I'm not going to blow the.
So wait a minute.
Cover.
So, but the video, I'm not going to play the video because the video is actually. I mean, is there anything else good on the video that I should play?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
What about you, Kat?
I think it's good.
I mean, maybe you skip towards the end for the last third and see if it's.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did I not? I
oh,
didn't
you're right
tape that
the beginning again.
Tape that.
Okay. Here we go. So
I don't know. Back to whatever I said. Back to
I
yours.
I said that.
And then what did I say?
When I say, you just laugh because you know it's a ridiculous
no,
thing.
No, I said, I like it here. I like this place. I like the music. I like the lighting. I like
and
the
I said,
here, look at the place. Look, there's like the little Buddha.
And we've now been here.
Look, we
for,
have some people here.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nobody at this place.
No.
This place
I,
is empty.
Empty.
Narcissist.
It's like your apartment.
Wait, she just said, wait,
here,
rewind that a little bit. She just said something about narcissism.
Minutes, I'm like, I'd like to change the
Ooh, the narcissism
okay.
argument.
Yeah.
Yet another example of not knowing the words you're using.
Rewind that a little bit.
Yeah, I heard her say it. Hang on.
Stop.
This fucking
you calling me a narcissist.
Okay, here. All right, hang on 1 second. So here's the deal. Kathy, you are a bit of a narcissist.
Yeah, honestly, I copped to it. After he explained the definition, I was like, oh my God, I'm the biggest narcissist.
You know, I'll totally admit it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know.
But Kathy.
I've never been called that before, but you're absolutely right. I'm a total narcissist. So are you.
Whoa,
but
Kathy, I am humble,
first of all,
Kathy.
You don't know, you
yeah,
don't know
monster
Dan.
Voice.
First of all, but here's the problem. And let me, and Bobby probably already knows this. We already had the argument. Let me say it to Dan.
Yeah.
This is the fucking problem. You say to Kathy, you're a narcissist, and then she goes, I am fucking not, da-da-da, and she jumps at you because she doesn't know what the word means, and then you explain it to her, and then she
and
goes,
then I say, yeah,
oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
But you have no courtesy
cool?
for
cool?
the boundaries what, of other people.
To
change my life? No, to change my mind when you explained it to me. At first, I thought I wasn't a narcissist.
That's the problem.
Then
you
explain it, and I changed my mind.
You assume
Ooh.
You assume that you know things that you don't know, and you have no consideration for how irritating that can be to somebody, and then you don't care.
Joe does have a valid argument.
You just go deal with it after.
It is upsetting when someone attacks you first and then you make your point.
Okay,
and then
they go back. Calling you like he's being rude to my face. He's calling me he's insulting me to my face. So he starts off being
you
rude.
You were being
so
rude first.
I'm supposed to be nice and be like, oh, Joe, you're absolutely right. I am a fucking asshole narcissist. Shouldn't I defend myself first? Like, is that how you're going to be monster voice? Someone's like being rude to you and you're going to be like, yeah, whatever
voice.
You say.
Is that what you would do? If someone was being rude to you, would you defend yourself or would you take it?
I'd defend myself.
Right.
But how is, but he.
But and I eventually cop to it.
This is a key thing. Let me come in with my fucking litigation, please.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Joseph.
There's a key thing that's being left out of Kathy's argument that makes it invalid. She's acting like out of the fucking blue, I started demeaning her and going, you're a narcissist. There was a 50-50 fucking bill. Up to this point, she started being rude first by going, I'm not going back to your fucking apartment. When all I said was, what do you want to do after this?
Right.
That's insulting.
But you did wink and go, haha, and nudged her and then looked at your place.
What did you want to do, Joe, after
and you
dinner?
Grabbed your balls and went, haha, you want to go?
You got
what
some time
were the
to
options?
Fill?
Ask Joe.
You did the V with your fingers and went, ah. Yeah.
What do you want to do after this?
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck?
I call my apartment the Pig Triangle. Why don't we go visit?
There were no other options
Kathy, let me just say this. So when he says you, what do you want to do after this? Why don't you go? I don't know. Let's go.
I said.
Do you want to? Here, take your phone because yes. the video, it's too long and fucking, there's sure. not, there's enough. I'll put the video up for people
yeah,
to watch
yeah,
and
I,
you can
you
judge yourself.
Mm-hmm. I would rather you didn't.
Well, I wasn't going to, but you know.
Because the guys of this, which if I can just tease something right now, and I don't want to argue with about it yet, but this is fucking, my whole beef with Kathy is I think she does really shitbag fucking things. I'm serious.
You're not even joking right now.
No, I'm not joking at all. I think she does fucking shitbag stuff.
Shitbag.
And then she sits there and goes, deal with it. I don't give a fuck. She'll literally say that to you. And she ripped my, because she thought I was texting you about her.
You were. I just called you a fucking asshole to Robert. I just texted Robert and said she's a real fucking asshole. So you were
Kathy,
texting about
and
me.
What did
and
I say?
You told me that.
Kathy. And I go, Kathy, I wasn't going,
I
she's
it was
a
hilarious.
Fucking. I go, Kathy's an asshole. What the fuck? I was going, she's a real fucking asshole. Because we were like the way you would say it, or I would say, or by, like as a joke, laughing that we were bickering.
She grabbed your phone.
Yeah,
she jumped over the table and attempted to rip the phone.
Wait a minute.
First of all,
I have to, as the judge of this yes. right yeah. now, mm-hmm. I have to say you have to be lying. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why, Joe. It's a Korean barbecue place. There's a stove in the middle of the fucking table. You would have been burnt.
I was
you
sitting like
been,
this.
You would have been burnt.
We were sitting like this.
I'm kidding, Joe.
Let me show you what she did. Let me just, I am not exaggerating anyway.
Do it with
anyway.
Him. Do it with him.
And I'm not, don't get... I'm going to fucking don't. Forcefully grab it so you see exactly what
do
you're
I hold on to it or let you have it?
No, you try to fight for it.
Okay.
Don't
okay,
ruin anything, though.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a tendency to spill shit with those long fingers.
Right, this is what you did. I swear to God, I am not exaggerating. I said, I don't want to give you my phone.
Yep. Talking to the microphone, right. Joe. We're on a podcast.
She goes, "Let me see it," and I go, "I don't have to let you see my phone. It's my phone. I can text whatever I want."
Because you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Because you're a grown man. You're Joe DeRosa.
This is
this is your phone.
Right. And she goes like this. Exactly. And she goes like this. She goes,
"I'm not texting." Whoa. Jesus.
Dude,
Joe's got some strength.
Literally.
Goddamn gator.
It was a goddamn gator fight.
Now, she did that.
That
right?
was aggressive.
Yeah, it was, right?
That was pretty aggressive.
It was extremely aggressive. I had to literally fight to keep my phone. And I go, Kathy.
First of all, it was aggressive for Joe. If she did it to me, I would have fucking snatched it back because I'm a goddamn man.
And then I go, Kathy, I go, are you out of your fucking mind doing that? I go, I go, you're way out of line right now. I go, you know, if you're a
did
guy,
did you say out of line?
Yeah. I go, do you know if you're a guy? And once again, this is what I'm talking about.
Right.
I go, you know, if you were a guy and you did that, we'd be fighting right now. She goes,
Joe would be losing.
Yeah, well, that's besides the point. But I go, if you were a guy, that we would like fist fight over
you
something
know,
like that.
You know, if you were a guy, I'd be in a headlock right now.
If you were a guy, I'd be getting the shit kicked out of me.
You know,
let
me tell you something, Kathy. If you were a dude, I'd be a fucking black eye right now. Fucking back in my apartment with a steak on it.
I would hope someone would break this up.
So she goes, I say that to her, and she goes, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a guy. I can do that. And I go, Kathy, you can't do that. I go, you can't do that. And she goes, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I don't care. Then I said,
oh, wait, detected feedback.
Then I said,
yeah.
Sorry, are we good?
No, we're good, Joe.
Okay. Then I said, Kathy, you need to learn how to respect people's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, once again, not understanding what a fucking word means,
right.
Goes, I don't have to fucking respect people's boundaries. That phone bullshit with you, everybody doesn't have that boundary. And I go, that's not what I said. I didn't say everybody had my boundaries. I said you need to respect people's boundaries. And right now you're not respecting mine.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, whatever. I don't care. She literally would not apologize for physically fucking jumping at me.
She physically assaulted you.
I'm not going to be ridiculous and go, oh, she attacked me. But it's like.
But she assaulted you. She grabbed your phone.
And
she,
I said to her, I go, if I did that to you in this restaurant, they would say I was assaulting you.
That's true.
I don't. Well, that's tough. You're a guy. Tough shit.
Oof. That is
now,
true too, though.
Here's somebody who, by the way, whenever you call her on her girl horse shit, she goes, I'm just a fucking guy, dude. I'm just like a guy. Yeah, you're a fucking guy until it comes to respecting guy rules or picking up half of the fucking check or doing any real guy shit.
Yo, knock her the fuck out.
I'm serious.
Do it.
As the bailiff to your judge, I can't let that happen in this courtroom.
It fucking bugs me.
Thank you, Marshall. Right.
It bugs me.
Sparky. Sparky. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so you're making, I mean, like, Kath, so you're taking both sides of the coin. You're being a girl when you want to be, but you're a dude when you want to be, too.
No, absolutely.
What, by grabbing his phone? That's just something I would do. That's just something I did.
He's way out of fucking line and doing it.
That's just the way. I'm very
trying to be
physical.
Playful?
Yeah, sometimes. You know what? Some people would consider that flirting.
Ooh. Now, if you would have.
Hey,
Joe,
the fucking baby. Yeah, exactly. I'm accosting him. Like, be a fucking man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Now, turn that into something hot.
Yeah,
So if you would have fought it.
With who? With the fucking.
If you would have fought it back and made out with you?
With the fucking chick that doesn't make out with people on the first date?
You didn't know that yet, Joe. You were just losing points as you went along.
You're fucking. It's not my fault. You're frigid.
Let's go into
college. Oh, shit.
Time out. It's calling her ice cold. I want to get back to this.
Hang on. I need to get into the fact that if you grab. Go ahead.
Now, if we're going into Kathy's world now.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So no longer.
Let's do it in Kathy's world. You have to, but that would be.
Okay, so across the table isn't an overdressed Joe, it's a jacked, just a muscular guy from Jersey in a t-shirt and diesel jeans. She goes to grab his phone and he wrestles her into the arms of him and they start making out. And he says, I'm going to get you more tea. We're going to drink tea here all night. All night. And I want you to eat more.
Right.
Is that... Did I nail it? Well,
yeah,
that would have been the perfect date?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See?
Yeah, that would have been
perfect. You're just a fucking normal dude. You're not a mouth breather.
Yeah, exactly.
So what happens, Joe? So if at that point, you he goes to grab and he grabs you by the back of your hair, pulls you down, and go, listen, you fucking little dirty whore. You fucking grab my phone again. I'm going to fucking stick my cock in your throat. I'm going to choke you out. You want some dessert? Take that. You would have been like, nice.
She's such a fucking prude.
Hang on. Take your dick down. Like,
hold on. Keep it going.
She's a prude. You think she's not
absolutely
a prude.
Fucking prude. She wouldn't even, she barely was, like, she didn't want to come into my house. She was like, I can't come into your house. It's a
bad
idea.
It's called being uninterested,
like, what are you,
Joe.
A psycho?
Not prude.
Then why did you go out with me, Kathy?
For the
you
podcast.
You fucking gold digging asshole.
For
then
Twitter
why did you go
followers.
Out with me?
For Twitter followers?
Ooh.
Kathy, you're fucking, congratulations. Your Twitter followers, you're not getting any because everybody's going to be on my side, Kathy.
Okay.
You look like a fucking asshole right now.
Now
she definitely is an asshole, but it's very, very funny.
Yeah, it's a funny story, yeah.
My nose is running. This is so funny.
Let's call this so far like a boxing match. Who do you have on the cards, Bobby?
Right now, I got the first three rounds to Kathy. I got the last four to Joe.
Nah.
Right,
no but way.
We're going into the fifth round where Kathy seems to be tying it up with humor and fucking laughter.
Did you just say that 4 + 3 = 5?
I don't know what I'm saying. I was trying to do a voice, yeah. But I'm not. Mazda voice fucked me up. I'm the straight guy. You cocksucker.
Okay.
Don't ever set me up to fail again. You're the voices. All right. Now, if this was a boxing match, how would you have it?
If I'm Larry Merchant?
Larry Merchant on the cards. Here's how I'm going it. First two rounds, easily go to Kathy. A little under the. But I'm going the last four rounds to Joe. He's coming out swinging. He's hitting it. Calling her ice cold was huge. But she fought back, saying she was uninterested. This is going to be a good fight. I think it goes 15.
And it comes down to that point. Because
I'll be Joe Rogan. She's fucking she's ridiculous. Fucking nuts. That was a crazy fucking move, man.
So
fuckers,
you...
this is fucking nuts. She came out swinging. She didn't like his fucking sports jacket.
Can I be Goldberg?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you want to be on a date.
All right,
go ahead.
It all comes out in the fucking wash because she just said because I wasn't interested, and that was my beef at the end of this whole thing. It's like, Kathy, you weren't fucking interested, but you're entitled and you're self-centered and you expect guys to just take you out because you got a nice set of tits and a tight ass.
She does that well. She
and it's
touché.
And it's
got her
fucking.
There.
It's rude.
I looked at her pictures and I saw both of them.
She's completely unappreciative for anything that you do for her. Unfucking appreciative.
Well, say something, Joe. How's this? Wait one sec. Okay, go. You want
to
say
something,
Kathy?
No, I mean, to me, any date you go on, like, he's like, oh, I didn't get what I want. I'm like, you know, you took a risk. You take a chance. You go out with someone. Like, they might not like you at the end of the date. That's how every date goes.
According to you, you didn't like me at the top of it. At the beginning.
You could have won me over, Joe, if you weren't cheap and irritating and rude.
Ooh, hold on. We got the cheap card.
Yeah.
Let's address this.
Oh, my God. We got that on video, complaining about the money. He started off how much I ordered.
Kathy, can you do me a favor?
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Can we drop the guard for a second and do me a favor?
My guard's dropped. Okay.
Drop the guard.
No, just
what guard? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Oh, like
seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that hurts.
Serious setup.
Oh my God.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Switch.
You think that was good?
It was great.
It's like amateur hour.
His redeck.
Yeah, this is what Kathy did. Kathy, like with the whole fucking argument we had. I retract my tap out and apologies during the pregnancy argument. I retract all of it. I'm going back to my original argument. You want somebody to throw fucking cash at you. You want somebody to do things for you. You actually said the words to me. When you insinuated that I barely put effort into the date, I go, I put effort into this. What effort did you put into it? You go, I got in a cab and came over here. It's like, okay, Kathy, so you got in a fucking cab?
No, there was a whole gesture. There was a whole gesture scenario. When he got the tab and he went to pull out his credit card, we have that on video. He was like, you know what, Kathy, you lost all your points for not making the gesture. Like, he actually spoke out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were doing.
In your head. I told you already on the podcast before, I don't make that gesture. Like, I'm a girl.
You're
the
entitled.
Guy. You pay. No, it's not. I'm entitled. You pay.
Yeah, you are.
The date. You
Kathy,
want me to pretend? Try to pay? Like,
can
what
I just
the
say
fuck
something
about it? So
Kathy
stupid.
Said to me, if he plays his cards right, I'm gonna suck his cock. And
really?
You blew it.
She didn't say that to you.
Look at Joe, though.
I
just lit up.
Joe just went, like, did she?
I did, too. I was like,
Joe,
really?
Joe's a man.
I looked right at her.
Joe's a trooper. He'd renege everything just to get that blowjob. Yeah. And then right as she swallowed, he'd go, aha.
I could go either way at all times,
what you're saying,
real.
Here's the deal.
Oh, could you, Kathy?
Yeah.
Because see, I come from a mindset of being somebody that has honor and says what they mean. You just say whatever the fuck you feel like saying at any time.
That's
so
what
don't
I mean.
Say things
it's
like,
the same thing,
I never, ever will make out with a guy on a first date, but then also say, I can go either way at any point. Well, which is it, Kathy? Which is it to get your free fucking meal today?
Oh,
all right?
God.
And seriously, Kathy, you have no ethics. You have no honor. You're 43 years old. You're trying to play this fucking MILF card. You're trying to victimize yourself and go, oh, feel sorry for me, and I deserve this, and I deserve that. You don't deserve shit, okay? Go out there and get it for yourself. You want to go out on dates to get fucking Twitter followers, you're fucked up. You're fucked up. I'm fucking serious. It's fucking rude, man. She's fucking rude. She jumps across the table, tries to rip the fucking phone out of my hand, and then she takes the fucking videos that are supposed to be between us for this podcast, and I tell her, you know, Kathy, I don't know how I feel about these videos right now because da-da-da, and she puts them on fucking line. Did
yeah,
I take
I
any of this shit and put it online?
No one's going to see. No one knows where to find those videos
it's
on my
fucking
channel.
It's a fucking asshole move.
It's on Kathy K on YouTube.
It's a fucking asshole move, Kathy. Have
no,
some fucking ethics.
No, I didn't email it to Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Joe, the fact that you're so angry just shows that you lost. I mean, you
no,
lose.
It doesn't, Kathy.
It
I get does. Angry when people treat me like shit.
Yeah, well, you're a little too sensitive. Like,
really?
Lighten up.
You're
you did
a
this
fucking
for the podcast.
Asshole. You're a fucking asshole. I didn't put anything online.
Ooh,
I didn't run home that night and put shit online to show a one-sided attempt at an argument. I didn't fucking do that. I saved it for right here, right now.
Ooh. There's not a one-sided. You're on that film with me. It's a two-sided argument.
Remember when you said you weren't going to put it online and then you did anyway? You're a fucking liar.
I did it to email to Robert and I made them private. No one could see them.
No, yeah, nobody can see them.
Only
is that true?
Absolutely. I made them private.
I mean, you know what? I did look at it today. Only three people. There's only three
that
views of the video.
That was
That's me too.
And
I kept,
exactly.
I went back there. So only three people.
So that's
if
private,
I had to email
Joe.
You something,
I'm the one who fucked up by putting it out on my app. And editing it together.
I know you're joking.
With a jingle that went, Joe's a fucking pussy. Joe's a fucking pussy. Let la me, la. Ju-ju-ju-ju. Joe's a fucking pussy.
Let me.
Pussy, pussy, Joe.
Let me ask you a question.
Kathy's a slut. Kathy's a slut.
She might suck it. She might not suck it. Might suck it. Might not suck it. Might suck it. Might not suck it. Might suck it. Might not suck it.
She
is the food good.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If I was somebody saying to you,
yes.
If I was somebody saying to you, Bob, I wrote a book.
I hope they'd say
I want to get it published.
Yes.
I've worked at William Morris.
Yes.
I've worked at these different companies. I work in the entertainment business. I've been an assistant.
Sing.
That's the big one. I've been an assistant to people.
Yeah.
I need to send you a video.
Bang.
You don't fucking send it on YouTube privately unless there's a good chance you're going to fucking publish it on YouTube.
That was the only
you
way
send
I
it,
knew how to send it.
You don't know how to... You don't know how to
not,
as
I got a back,
oh,
Kat.
God.
You don't know how to
Joe.
Send something
Joe.
Via email?
You can put something on email. Yeah. You can't view it unless you're
it's a private...
Nobody
it's
knows. Nobody's going to see that.
You don't know how to send something on email.
Nobody. I mean, now they're going to see it, but
no. You told me that it was too large of a file to email, so my only other option was put it on YouTube.
Look, no, you send
and
it.
And I did it private, and then
Joe,
I was able
I think,
to send it to
I
him.
I think. Look, first
you're a little
of all,
paranoid.
Kathy, I have to stick up for her. As far as when she was in the industry, amazing. When she worked at William Morris, holy shit.
Didn't say she was a bad worker.
Hang on one second.
All right.
So you brought up all that. So you can't bring all that stuff up and have it hanging out there for people to mishmash into what the fuck you might have said. As far as in the industry, holy shit. If there's anybody I would want on my fucking team, okay, to work for me as an assistant or somebody with my management or agency, it would be this broad.
Okay.
Because number one, she gets funny. And I'm not talking just the phase funny or what's in funny. She knows funny. She knows she gets me, guys like you, Dan. She knows funny. When she worked for Aspen, she got me Aspen. I mean, she knows funny. And when she worked as my assistant, I fucking was heading to a hotel called Dawn. They only have queen beds, right? Dawn, I said, Dawn, call up. Dawn calls up. That's all they have. They can change you on Sunday. I go, I'm leaving Monday. I called Kathy at 12:30 at night. I need a king bed. Within fucking 20 minutes, I had an upgraded king suite.
Suite, yeah, I got you the suite.
So As far as what she does as a job, her book, her creatively, I wouldn't trash her that way. Because she is, that book she has, one of the fucking greatest things I've ever seen. And right. job-wise, unbelievable. Personally, she's a fucking twat. But
can I respond?
Yeah, you can respond. Yeah, I mean, just I don't want to just say, hey, fuck you, because you know.
No, that's not what I didn't say. She was a bad worker. What right. I said was somebody that has worked in this business in all those different places, particularly right. as an assistant, yeah. should know how to send something to somebody outside of putting it on YouTube. Somebody should know how to do that. Somebody in that position should know what send space is.
We didn't have iPhones when I worked at William Morris. Yeah, we did things on VHS. Okay,
so okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah, the argument, dude. The argument work. Is, I mean, your other argument that the fucking other rant you went on was beautiful.
Okay,
so don't this one's kind of fucking iffy, dude. The old, you should know how to send a video.
Oh, dude, it's fishy when somebody says to you on the date, haha, I'm going to put these online. I'm going to put them on YouTube. And then I said, please don't do that. And then they're on fucking YouTube.
But Robert,
you wouldn't think that's suspect?
He's but got, Robert, you yeah. know me for like how many years? 16 years? Like, am I fishy in the slightest? Like,
well, your pussy smells a little fishy. Yeah. So no, once
but,
in a while.
Am I, but, no, but am I like, am I doing, is there some sort of conspiracy?
Macho man, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Like a stinky pussy. Ooh, yeah.
Do you think that there's a conspiracy here that I'm trying to out Joe on the video? I mean, really?
I think this. First
I think
all,
you'll do anything to get a few fucking followers. Yeah, I do. Because half the conversation we had at dinner was, do you think it's a good blog if I do this and write about it? Do you think I'll get Twitter followers if I do this?
Well, come on, Joe. You can't throw under the bus for asking your opinion. Look, man, that's like somebody. Look, if you're on
O&A.
You
asked me about my life story.
If you're on O&A, right, you can't throw somebody on the bus. You can fucking throw under the bus the way she treated you on a date. But you can't throw somebody on the bus about getting Twitter followers or she's not doing this podcast.
Cartoon therapy.
because she's. Look, you're not doing this. We're all doing this podcast to get people to like. Hang on. Let me say this.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to hear me out.
You
can't throw her under the bus and make everybody listening fuck her on her Twitter followers and stuff like that. Look, that she's doing this for something. So are you. So are you. So are me. We're all doing this for people to listen to get enjoyment out of, and to follow. Kathy, creatively, her book is fucking good. I'll stand back behind that. And as far as the date went, she fucking did a lot of fucked up shit. I know, Kathy. I got your back.
I know. But what you're saying right now, I don't disagree with any of that. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you keep saying that
about the videos on YouTube.
Yeah, but you're bringing up other stuff.
I know. But I'm saying, Bob, you got to put all the evidence together and go beyond a reasonable doubt. Seriously.
Dun, dun.
When somebody is asking you about pulling internet stunts... To gain Twitter followers, and then says, I want to put this video on YouTube, and you say, don't. And then I come over here and I see it on YouTube, and it's not titled.
I'm not airing it publicly.
It's not titled, hey, Bobby, here's the video. It's titled, Shit Crazy Guys Say on Date.
No, people, I'm fucking crazy,
Bob, come
too,
on.
Joe.
You know what I'm saying.
We're both crazy.
You know what I'm saying, Bob.
That's so funny, though, because I forgot what the name of it was. Yeah.
Shit crazy people
Hang
say
on, Kathy.
But that was for you. No, it's private
okay,
on my
okay.
account.
Okay, but he's right. That's a good point. I'm going to give Joe a point on this, because the fact is that you didn't name it, here's the video from the date, or the date. You named it Crazy Shit People Say.
Yeah.
Ask me for a title. I like that title.
Oh, how convenient. Right. I'm going to name it after another trending YouTube video.
Yeah.
Shit dot dot
That's
dot
just
says.
What came in my head.
What does that mean?
There are all
the shit.
Shit girls say. Oh, shit God. Crazy people say. There's all these. That's the title of like the most.
Here's the go, Joe. Here you go, Joe.
Sorry,
ready?
Sorry, go.
We knew going into this, the video and the shit was happening, okay? So, yes, part of the date was kind of set up in a way. But there's another part of this date, which was the majority of it, where the possibility of you fucking boning her in her asshole.
And not in the butt, come on.
Remember
boning her in her vagina? Is that better?
I wasn't going to do it either.
Okay, here's the deal.
I wasn't.
You weren't going to.
Nope.
Not. You really wouldn't hate. You wouldn't hate fuck her after this date.
Wasn't going to do it.
Okay.
Bullshit.
So okay. Stop.
Really?
Stop.
Wasn't going
to. I want
it.
You to look at me in the eye.
Yes.
There you go. There's
no,
a smile.
I'm serious. No, you're making me laugh because you're going. Because your fingers go like that. You go.
I want you to look at me in the face as my friend. Let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just doing this.
As my friend.
Yes.
As my fucking friend, Josephine.
Yeah.
Okay. You know my wife. Okay? You have a set of keys to this place. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. As my friend, if Kathy was said, I want to, let's go back to your place, mm-hmm. and was going to suck and fuck you.
Just crazy.
You weren't going to do it.
Wasn't going to do it.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
And the Academy Award goes to...
Joe DeRosa on a date with Kathy.
Yay!
Bullshit.
Give us a speech, Joe.
Bullshit.
What's your speech?
Who do you want to thank?
Ladies and gentlemen, I knew from the beginning of this date I wouldn't have fucked her with Soder's dick.
Whoa.
Now,
I'm joking. I'm joking. But no, I'm not joking about I wasn't going to do it. I'm joking about the...
You would have took head from her.
No, I wouldn't have fucked
her. You would not have fucked her.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Oh, you just wanted to make out with me?
I didn't want to make out with you either.
I have it on video.
I just
wanted to make out with you.
I know. Kathy, well,
that's
some
all
of
you
us,
wanted.
Kathy, some of us do things for the podcast.
Okay.
So wait a minute.
So
you
we're equal.
Joe, you can't fucking throw her under the bus about doing stuff with her fucking personal
shit.
And
the
then
podcast.
You do it for the podcast just to get out of a fucking lie. You smarmy motherfucker. You're doing what she accused her of doing.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You said you just did it for the podcast.
Your face, I know when you're lying.
I wouldn't have hooked up with her. What do you want from me?
I want the truth, goddamn.
Then why are you so pissed?
I hook up with girls
I
in
want
their 20.
The truth.
I hook up with girls in their 20.
Oh, rat pack Joe.
Let me tell you something, kid. If the grass is older than 30, it's brown.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that.
I refuse.
That you would not have sex. I've heard about the date, and I would still have sex with her.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
something.
Then why do you get so pissed off that I didn't make out with you, and then you're complaining about the bill, and you're asking me for money for the bill?
No. I'll be honest. I'll be honest about that.
Kathy, physically,
you got a great body.
She's hot.
Whoa,
she's hot.
Yeah.
Kathy's very good looking.
I was the one thing I was joking about was saying, I did that thing on the video for the podcast. That part is a joke. But what's true is I wouldn't have hooked up with her. She's asking me why I made this makeout argument with her after paying the bill. And the reason was I was so fucking incensed when she ripped the phone out of my hand that I was like, you know what? Now I'm just going to get fucking mean because she is so fucking out of line. So I started giving her shit and going, oh, so let me get this straight. A guy buys you dinner. You don't even make out with him? Like, what the fuck? And then it was more of like making the ethical argument of like, what makes your fucking brain tick? Because clearly you're an entitled asshole that thinks you can rip phones out of people's hands.
Joe doesn't like the physicality.
I don't.
Joe doesn't like it because she didn't do it in a cute way.
Oh, well.
Joe doesn't
in a
like
bratty
bullies.
Way.
Oh, well.
All right, we're going to put this on pause for just a few seconds. We got some shit we need to tell you. So just listen up and we'll be back ASAP.
Hey, y'all. Dixie here. Just hang on for a second and just listen. There are a few things we need you to do for us. One, the YKWD merchandise page is live and ready to take your orders. We have YKWD t-shirts, Dangerous Joe t-shirts, It's a Goddamn Gator Fight t-shirts, and coffee mugs.
You got your coffee, dude. Boom!
And the live gig poster signed by all the boys. Two, make sure you keep spreading the word. Tell your friends, your family, your lovers, or whoever the hell will listen about the YKWD podcast. And number three, make sure you check out all the other shows at Riotcast.com. They're all real amazing and funny, and best of all, they're fucking free. So go get them, you muskrats.
What's going on? If you're a fan of the podcast, I want you to come see me live, do my stand-up. Go to Robert Kelly Live and look at my dates on the side of the page. I'm in Las Vegas, I'm in Reno, I'm in Connecticut, I'm in New York, I'm in Maryland, I'm in fucking Florida. I'm all over the goddamn place. So make sure you go to Robert Kelly Live, check out all my dates. You can buy tickets right on my website. Make sure you do that and spread the word. I'll see you at the show. And we're back. That wasn't that bad, was it? Now you know. Shit you should know. Enjoy the rest of the show. Now, Kathy, I can't... Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Honestly, was there a shot for him to switch it up and kind of get you going where you might have hooked up with him or went back to his place?
Yes. There's always that
You're lying.
Shot. Absolutely.
You're lying.
Are you like
Kathy.
One of those football coaches? It's like, you could always come back and win. You're like, no, we're down 42-0, you, coach.
It's a game of inches.
I've been through hell.
Take out your cock. I told you. Inches.
It changed.
You can't let her get away with this. She is lying. She now, either lied then or she's lying now.
Look at me.
But
dead
either
in the
way,
eyes.
She doesn't get the fucking credit for this.
Hold on.
Okay. I know Kathy. She's pretty much, look it, she's pretty much saying what she's, look, and, you know, look, it's not going to be popular with, you know, people, like guys listen to this podcast. She's sticking to her guns. Fuck you. Suck a dick. I don't give a shit. You pay. I'm a woman. This is the way I am. She's not trying to be liked right now. You know what I mean? So if she says something, I'm going to have to tend to believe it because if she really wanted to just fucking lie about something, she would have lied about other shit.
Remember when she said on the podcast last week, what Kathy, what are the chances of Joe's getting the cock tuck tonight?
I don't remember last week's podcast.
0%.
What are you, a savant?
0%. She said it on the podcast.
Yeah, your cock touch is a lot different than making out with somebody.
But here's the deal.
You
Joe.
Said you never make out on the first date. Those
I
are
said
your
I
exact...
rarely make out
no,
on the
you
first
said
date.
Never, Kathy.
Yeah, but what we're
but
saying...
But I have, Joe.
Well, then you're
I
a liar.
I kind of lied to you there. I felt bad. Like, what do
Why
I say? Sometimes I do,
bad?
But I don't like you to your face. That's fucking
yeah,
rude.
Yeah, be a fucking grown-up. Take out 60 beans, put it on the fucking bill, and take your fucking lumps.
Absolutely not. Are you
exactly.
out of your mind?
Okay,
hang on one second.
I can't even, I can't, don't I hate
you,
her so fucking much.
You don't wow. take, you don't take the headphones off.
I won't.
You don't push the mic away.
I hate
no,
her
then
so
I
much.
Win. Then I win.
No, you don't win. You're a fucking asshole.
As a bailiff, order in the court.
Please, I win.
You're an asshole.
As the
in
bailiff,
life.
I'm breaking this up. As the bailiff to Bobby's judge, I'm breaking this
Listen,
up.
Now, order. I demand order.
Now, you know what's
Thank
funny?
Thank you, Rusty.
Hey, welcome, boss. Here's what I like about it. If you're the judge, you obviously, and she's like the DA that you have a relationship with, like that you've worked over the years, and Joe's like the hotshot Yale defendant lawyer that's just coming in to fucking crush bones.
Devil's advocate, baby. I'm fucking Keanu right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're the devil, man. And you're my dad. He fucking
Where does he sleep?
Stinks.
He never sleeps. Where does he fuck? Everywhere.
Yeah. What's your name? So many names.
Taste, but don't touch. I should have stood up in the restaurant and did that speech for the fucking waiter.
The devil's advocate.
She says, taste, but don't touch. Touch, but don't like.
Oh, God.
All right, here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. I think, knowing Kathy, knowing she is, look, she is more. She is a guy. Any girl that can sit on this podcast and twice, but knowing what happened on the date and come back and face you.
It's balls.
It's face me and Dan. That's pretty ballsy.
I disagree. I'm not being difficult, but I disagree.
Of course.
I disagree.
All right, explain
it's
yourself.
It's not balls. She's just an asshole that doesn't care. There's a difference.
Oh my God, can I high five
I can't
you,
let
Joe?
Her get credit
high five,
for this.
High five. I love that.
I can't let her get credit for this. She doesn't care about anybody but herself.
Right.
And all the stuff. She may be a phenomenal worker. I don't doubt that she's a phenomenal worker. But you know why she's a phenomenal worker? Because she sees fucking dollar signs.
All right.
And she'll chase that fucking
right,
money.
So we're going to do one thing. I keep bringing this up. You keep bringing this up that the money. You spent $120.
Yes.
And I feel bad.
Hey,
thank you. Think that, especially since you recommended that restaurant and said it would be affordable.
Well, here's the deal.
My God. You should be parents.
It is affordable if you don't get 9 appetizers and 2 fucking bottles of tea.
Bobby, can I tell this the conversation? I go, Bobby, where do I go? And he goes, dude, there's this place called Bam. It's fucking great.
Bam.
Excuse me. It's great. He goes, dude, me and Don went there. He goes, we ate way too much and the bill was like $80. I'm like, fucking perfect.
Right.
We go in, fucking, this is what bugs me. 2 fucking appetizers. Oh, she's got to have 2. She has to have 1. 3 fucking entrees. Mm-hmm.
3 2 entrees. You ordered the disgusting octopus. You had to send it back and get something else. So 2 entrees were
Joe
yours. I ordered 1 fucking
here.
Entree. Yeah, he ordered. It was
we had 3
disgusting.
Entrees.
Like,
we had 3 entrees. You had 2 pots of tea to yourself.
There wasn't 2. What do you mean 3 entrees? You got octopus. You
Remember
send it back.
Rice
you got shrimp.
Dummy?
That's not an entree.
Yes,
it's a side.
It's on the fucking thing as an entree.
Oh my
Kathy.
God!
But you wouldn't
go to
know.
Menu pages. It's not on entree. Bim bim bop.
She just doesn't fucking know anything, and it's infuriating.
No, B bam.
That's an entree.
Bop. is an entree.
Okay.
I have to. It is an entree. You get most people. People just get
so what?
That.
Okay. How many drinks would a 22-year-old get on that date?
I could have taken a 22-year-old to a fucking pizza joint, and we would have had fun, and I would have had sex after.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to have sex with me.
I don't. Like, I'm just saying, like,
go.
Which I still don't believe. I still don't believe.
Believe it. Believe it. Believe it.
I would have. The belief that you didn't want to hate fucker at least.
Exactly.
The belief that if you fuck, dude. Make love.
Oh my god.
Dangerous Joe.
Hate fucking's for the hateful.
Listen, here's the deal. Is that you I put it I'm gonna put it to the listeners. The donate buttons, the next $100 we get in for donations, the next $100 that come in from the fans, you wanna help out? Now you remember you can donate $1, you can donate $100. The next $100 that comes in from this day. What's today's date? The 14th,
the
right?
13th. Wait, no, it's 14th.
14th. It is, yeah. Shut up.
Sorry.
I like the 14th. I went the 14th. No, it's the 13th. It's the 13th. No, it's the 14th. Fucking asshole. So the next $100 that comes in is going right to you. This is the donation to raise money to get Joe's money back.
There we go. I like it.
What was it, 120?
I'll take the hit on the 20.
All right, you're going to take it.
You should. That's about what this was worth.
Yeah, because it cost me $20 for the cab ride. So then we're even. 2020. So,
2020. Yeah. So we're going to raise next $100 is going to Joe, back to Joe's pocket for a next fucking date.
For a nice date with a 23-year-old where you get all liquored up.
Yeah, that's fine.
At a pizza
that's
place.
That's five dates. Yeah. That's five fucking.
That's a relationship.
You know, it's a shame because I could have taken somebody that I actually really liked out and like took him out to a nice dinner, and I didn't. Instead,
well,
I went out
can.
With.
But now you can.
So that's what I'm going to do. With that
we're going to make you whole, Joe.
Yeah,
calm down.
I'm
you're going to be
Kathy.
Whole. Well, no,
I'm
you're
calm.
Not.
Really? You just don't like guys yelling at you and calling you on your horn
no,
shit.
No, I actually love it. No, I love it.
Do you? You love it until it's directed at you. Then you're fucking angry about it.
I walked in here and said hello to you. You wouldn't even look at me.
Because you're an asshole.
Like,
I don't like you.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's not weird.
That you were
it's not weird. I presented a very well-constructed argument as to why I think you're an asshole. I don't. I think you have bad ethics. I really think that. I'm not saying it as a joke. I think you have lousy fucking ethics. I think you're really self-centered. And I think you can't take getting called on your shit. And it is a weakness.
This is like fun for me.
It's, is it?
Yes.
Well, then there's something wrong with you. There, it's a weakness in me that I get this angry about somebody.
You told me
that
you were energized after our argument the other day. It was one of the first things you said on the date. You know what, Kathy? After you yelled at me and stuck it to me about not coming, I felt energized. I asked you, is your mom a bitch?
Get your hand out of my face, Kathy.
And you said, yeah, she's kind of feisty. So obviously you like it too.
No, we had a cute bickering thing on the phone. And I said, oh, that was invigorating because it was cute and flirty.
Joe just said, get your hands out of my face. Like a Wahlberg. Get your fucking hands
fucking
out of my face.
Don't put your hands,
kid.
Dude.
Get
fuck
your,
you.
Fuck you, Kathy.
Dude, fuck you.
Kathy, kid. I'm gonna
slam you.
I'll fucking slam you, kid. Two kids.
Your
two
face
times.
Gonna be fucking shattered. Don't fuck with me.
You fucking get your fucking hands out of my face, kid.
Southie Joe.
Southie.
Listen, dangerous Joe Southie. From Beantown.
From fucking P Street.
Naughty Southie.
Dude, I'm from fucking M Street, dude. Over the fucking, dude, the fucking Sully Tavern.
Fucking chowder there. Killer.
So this is the deal. So what we're saying is the date didn't work out.
In short,
you didn't have a good time.
No,
you're gonna get this money that the fans are gonna raise to get Joe back on his feet.
Yes,
and we're gonna take out a girl that you should have went out with.
Yes,
someone that you really like.
Absolutely,
and you're gonna go out and you're gonna take her to hamburgers. Is that what you're saying? Or pizza?
No, I'm gonna take her to a nice joint.
Why don't you take her to band?
I will.
You gotta.
I will actually
cleanse it.
You know what? I will, and I'll tape it. And it'll be, do that on the podcast.
What a date
to hear
should
the difference.
Be.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
And I guarantee,
oh my God, can we compare? I would love that.
Well, now, I hope she orders two appetizers.
Yeah, she's just
fucking nine.
Just a flaming cunt.
Listen. She can order whatever she wants.
As long as she
that's
makes
never
out with
been the
after.
Argument. The argument isn't don't order whatever you want.
What is
the argument?
Argument
is when you order whatever you want and then go tough shit. I put in my effort because I took a cab over here and I'm a fucking black hole on the date. And then deal
don't
with
talk
it.
About her vagina like that.
I was talking about her asshole.
Okay, but that's his story. But the way I see it, Joe, is that you know, you could order what you want, but if you know, like, halfway through you're not interested, like, maybe, like, you know, all bets are off. Like, it's like, no, then just because things didn't go your way and I didn't want to go back to your house. When you take a girl out on a date, it's like a fucking gamble, and you lost. You put money down and, like, it didn't go your way. You, and that's what you, that's the risk you take.
Black 17.
I don't have to be with you at the end of a date.
Do you see? I didn't say you had to do anything.
Yes, you
Kathy.
Did.
No,
when,
I didn't.
When
no,
you
I didn't.
Realized
I never
I wasn't
said
going back
that.
To your house. Everything was
no, Kathy.
Changed.
When you ripped the phone out of my hands and acted like a fucking asshole, okay, and I said apologize, and you wouldn't. That's when everything changed.
Joe. Hang on one second. Go ahead. Now, what would you like to? How would you like to end this? Kathy.
It could end like this. I love this. I think it's hilarious. I never laughed so hard.
Is it hilarious?
On a date ever. Like, seriously, I had fun. It was fun. Like,
you had a good time.
Absolutely. It
Why
was
did
hilarious.
You have a good time? Was
because
it hilarious?
Joe was so
Stop.
Funny.
Stop. Yeah. Was it hilarious or was it hilarious?
It was both. It was so
this is,
hilarious.
Watching Joe's face.
I mean, the way the shit he said was so funny. I was like, wait, I'm like, I can't make out with you on the first date. Like, I, you know, maybe the second time. He's like, what do you mean second time? He's like, there's no fucking second time. You're getting pregnant by another man. It's a one-shot deal.
That's
you
what
know,
I mean.
That's
Wait, so, what? Joe, what is your, not a paragraph, in a couple sentences, if you like a sentence, what is your final analysis of the date, Joe?
I think Kathy sucks as a person, and I hope I never see her again. Like, ever.
Ever.
At a function, and ever. Yeah.
Like in life.
In life, yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my God, does that mean I don't get to do podcasts anymore?
No, she can come back.
It was,
I won't be here on those days, because I can't sit across from her without this. Like, she makes me so mad. She's so rude.
I take that as a compliment, by
it's
the way.
It's just, it's, that's
why
what I mean.
Why? Like, because if you could affect somebody, like seriously, Joe, you don't affect me in the slightest. I laughed my ass off. I went home. I had a delicious meal. I came in. I said hi to you. I think you're really funny. I kind of felt bad because you're actually like $120 was a lot of money to you. And if I knew that, I wouldn't have ordered so much.
Then
I
why not
felt bad.
Offer some money?
Joe,
let her talk.
I'm talking.
We talk a lot.
I walked in. I have no hard feelings for you. We obviously knew going in that this wasn't going to be a love connection. I mean, it was a joke. We were going out for a podcast. You didn't even want to supposedly fool around with me. So I don't understand where your hatred for me comes. It has to be that like you really dig me or something. It's like a compliment. As far as I'm concerned, that I could affect you. You don't affect me in the slightest, okay?
Yeah,
you're hilarious
you're a bad person.
To me. You could say whatever you want. I could give a shit. Okay. But what I say to you, you flip out. It's like you lose.
Yeah.
I win.
Kathy,
that's
because
it.
You...
Because you're like okay. so upset and
no.
I could care
now,
less.
Now, let me retort.
Can I just stop one second before you retort?
What?
Go retort and then I'll say
okay,
something.
Okay.
Joe is wound up on that. Go ahead.
Let
I saw
retort,
your eyes
Kathy,
roll back in your head.
Kathy, because you never in your fucking life, I guarantee it, have had to go out on a date and sacrifice anything up to and including...
Oh, Robert.
up to and including this situation.
I've lost a lot on
Shut
dates.
Up now. Shut up. Okay?
You told me
stories in the fucking restaurant about like, oh, when I used to drink, I'd see a guy and I go, I'm gonna flick my cigarette at his head. And I go, would guys hit you? Jesus Christ, it's horrible. She goes, no, they fucking loved it. Because you're used to putting your tits on display and let your little fucking thong top hang out and getting what you want in the cheapest fucking way possible. You didn't spend a goddamn dime on that date. You went out, you ate a fucking meal, you filled your stomach and you went home. You don't. And
exactly.
if you did,
that's why I win. And you lose.
Kathy, dude, Joe. Get her out of here. I'm serious.
Wait, Joe. Don't walk away, Joe.
I can't be around this fucking
See?
Chick.
You don't
See?
Walk away from
I
the party.
I can't
podcast.
Be around this See? Chick. She's such a fucking asshole.
What are you
going
to do, hit her?
No.
All right, so stop. You can Wait. Take it. You're fine.
You can't take
Joe,
it, obviously.
Joe, it's fine. It's just a girl with tits.
I don't fucking like her. I think she's a piece of garbage.
I don't like you. He doesn't
stop,
like you.
Stop trying to take the headphones off.
I'm not. I'm adjusting them.
This is so fun to watch because this is like watching, like if Kathy was a serial killer who murdered 40 people and she murdered Joe's daughter and they're in court and he's like, I don't, she's an animal. And she's like, I don't care. They didn't mean anything.
Exactly.
It was a sport to me.
That's a great analogy.
And it's like watching
Dan.
Joe being like, it was my fucking daughter. And she's like, I don't care. I'll do it again. If you let me out of
That's
this courtroom.
That's a great analogy.
Do it again.
If we were in court right now, before the judge could say it, I would go, just here, let me just give you this, because I will be in contempt.
Joe has started off off this cover. You ranked me
talking
for my
to the microphone.
You've,
listen to
you've
yourself.
Insulted everything about me. Yeah. Okay, through this whole time, from the minute I walked in here, you wouldn't even look at me and say hello. So I'm supposed to like give a shit about you? Like, do you want pity? Because I don't pity people. That'd be fucking rude.
Kathy, I don't want you to give a shit about me.
Okay,
but you're making this. You're making this.
Why would
this,
I get? Why would I feel pity? This, for, why would I feel anything for someone?
I'm
that's
not asking
me
you to, Kathy. But open your ears instead of your mouth for once and listen to what I'm saying. I don't care. I don't care if you feel. This is her only response is to talk over you and go, you're pathetic. This is my point, Kathy. I don't care if I have an effect on you or not. I said 20 minutes ago.
Don't.
Do you see what I mean? I said 20 minutes ago that it's a weakness in me that I let the shortcomings of other people get me this riled up. What bothers me about you is that when I say to you, Kathy, what you did was fucking offensive. And I'm not talking about the making out. I'm not talking about any of that
bottom
stuff.
Bottom line, Joe, what did I do that is offensive? I didn't, because I didn't like you at the end of the day. I should pay for it. Is that what you're like any girl? If pretend
when
I'm,
you
just,
make statements
I'm just
like,
any girl.
When you make,
what did I do that
when,
was so offensive?
When you
to
make
you?
Statements like, I did this just for the podcast, just like you did.
Said it too. I have
let
that
me,
on tape.
Okay. Let me finish.
You said this is the one
let
thing
me finish.
Podcast.
Let me
bit.
Finish.
That's what you said on the
date. I know I said it. Let okay. me finish. I said, when you say things like, I did this for the podcast just like you did. And you say things like, I feel bad about the money you had to spend. And you say things like, we knew this was a joke from the beginning. Then fucking take half of the hit and spend for half of the fucking
absolutely
date.
Not. That wasn't the, I never would
then
go out with
like,
a guy that I'm going to pay for
you're just
half
a fucking
date.
Asshole then.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. And you'll never get it. Just like fucking Aileen didn't get it when she was chopping guys' cocks off in a forest as a serial killer. You're a fucking Joe. Psycho. Okay. And all you give a fuck about is how many Twitter followers you could potentially have. I hope your fucking
no
book never
cartoon
sells, and I hope it gets burned.
Cartoon therapy.
I hope it gets fucking burned before anybody ever gets to read it.
Joe, it's a good book, dude.
I don't give
like
a fuck.
Book.
I don't care.
I hope it gets burned.
It's a really funny book.
All right, good. You know, I'm sure in places people thought, you know, Mein Kampf, you know.
Are you
joking? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I don't know.
It was just
I
a funny
know
joke to
compliment
me. It was just a funny joke to me.
I don't know.
Listen.
His Ross Perot rant real quick.
Can I finish?
Dad is outdated impressions.
Let me tell you.
Every one of Dad's impressions
doesn't
from
matter.
89.
Shut your face.
Fuck off. But you're right.
Listen, Dan is back.
I know, I love
been,
it.
He's been waiting to do impressions for fucking a month.
They don't let me do
you know,
it.
You know Guinness won't let him do his Macho Man or his fucking Ross Perot or his Andre the Giant. Yeah. We haven't heard Andre the Giant. Go.
Everybody, you seem like a nice lady. I can't believe you didn't want to hate fucker.
I'll give you $1,000 cash right now if you suck Joe's cock.
No, thanks. No, I just said no because he was all into like $120 and I didn't even get to make out with you. I'm like,
$1,000.
No,
she's
but
still missing
was
the point.
All right, $3,000 cash. You blow him until he comes in your cheek.
No.
$3,000.
$3,000, no.
He doesn't get to come, but you suck his dick.
I'm not doing this.
I'm
maybe
I'm
five.
I'm not eating.
Maybe five.
I was like, Bobby's going all the way with
I just
this.
Spent, I just bought a new kitchen. I got a couch coming. I need the money.
I'll pony up $200.
You're
just
still.
To walk.
You're still. And my anger right now is not Kathy, I want you to get me. My anger is frustration at how close-minded you are. You still don't get the point. It wasn't about you're not going to make out with me. It was about if we're in this together 50-50 and you have all your rules, then okay, you got to take half the hit of the fucking date too. And you don't get even that. You just
Joe,
don't get
Joe,
that.
Listen, we're getting repetitive.
Yeah. Right.
The thing you're is right. The thing is this, okay? You and Kathy should do it again. You should try
one more
time.
One more shot.
I think
one. Let's get the band
listen,
back
Joe,
together.
Joe, listen to
no
me. Joe, listen to Bobby.
No.
Listen to Bobby. You're not.
I listened to you, and that's why this fucking shit happened to begin with.
Joe. I'm going to pay for the next dinner.
Ooh,
and
boy.
You're going to go to pizza.
Yeah, you are.
You like pizza?
Yeah, I have pizza once in a while.
We're gonna go to pizza. You and because listen, I'm gonna tell you this. Kathy's a friend of mine.
I know
you're a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
I love you.
Thank you.
But you're a friend of mine.
I was thinking about telling you if you're still friends with her, I won't be your friend anymore. You have to pick.
Listen to me. Right. You're a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine. You have to trust that I'm not friends with fucking assholes. You and Kathy, as friends, would have probably been cool together if you never went on a date. So I feel kind of responsible because Kathy, first of all, she's a good looking broad.
Yeah, she is.
You're a single.
Yeah, can I go out with Dan?
You know what?
Yeah, I will, do that.
He can wear that t-shirt.
I will.
He's
do,
good to go.
This is what I say.
No jacket, please.
How's this? I say, you guys go on a date, okay?
Sherry said Queens is out.
No, you're going
to
come here.
To New York.
You're going to come to her. Are you going to go on a simple...
And I hope you fuck her.
No, stop. Sorry. Simple date. None of this fucking high-end shit. You're going to go to some pizza. Do you pizza, right?
Yeah.
You go to pizza. Dan, you got some cash now, right?
A little bit.
All right. We're going to pay for that. We're going to take care of the podcast. We'll take care of the date. But we're gonna learn from Joe's mistakes.
This really is
we're
going to
bring it down.
Connection.
And you're going to go on a date with her. And we're going to see. And this date is... Is Kathy a cunt? Because if you
love
come
that.
Back and Kathy's a and don't you placate? Don't be
she
nice.
Will. She
oh
will.
No, I would never.
She
you
won't.
Know that I'm
Let
not
me tell you something.
In the slightest.
Kathy,
I'm not capable of being nice if I don't want to.
You understand how many times I've hung up on Kathy?
Yeah.
You understand how many times me and Kathy have fought too? The reason, one of the reasons why I like Kathy is because she's not phony. Okay, she will tell you what you... She'll say shit that you're like, you're a fucking idiot. And she'll be like, all right, well, I'm an idiot. Fuck you, that's who I am. I have to respect that in a certain way. I understand if you never went on a date with her, Joe, I feel somewhat responsible because I like you and I know you would like her if you never went on a date with her and tried to hook up a little bit. I think that it got a little... Hang on.
I wouldn't. As soon as she starts saying that shit, guy's got to do this, a guy's got to do that,
oh,
I'd be like,
God,
go fuck yourself. I can't be friends with you.
That's dangerous Joe talking.
It's not. I can't be friends with people that think like that. It's right. bad. It's
okay.
bad to me.
Okay, Joe. So...
Whatever.
Are they you willing
go
to go on a date?
Yeah, I will.
All right, so when do you guys...
Yeah,
are you around?
Yeah.
Well, so you'll hook it up.
Till the end of March.
Okay, so you're gonna hook up. You're gonna get Kathy's number. You're gonna
we'll
call
go
her.
Pizza.
You're gonna go out for pizza. A low end date.
Low
right?
End. It's gotta be low end.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna go and have a good time.
All right.
And does she know about your huge penis?
No, but
he does have a nice piece on him.
Yeah, he's got a
he
big
does?
Piece. Yeah, he's got a nice piece.
Interesting.
I want to make another 94 reference.
Just be careful. She gets herpes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Joe, yeah, I had one. It's gone though now. It's true.
Joe.
Oh, wow.
Joe is fucking an asshole.
He's out for blood.
That's why I didn't want to
I
hook up with
I don't care about
her.
That.
Oh.
She doesn't have herpes.
I could care less.
She
I did have a
shiner on her lip last week.
I did have a herpes on my lip. I can give a
was.
Shit.
Yeah, we get though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you said you made out with tons of people that had herpes and you never got it, Joe. That's what you said.
You feel better.
Oh, what's so funny is when
so
you're...
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Right. We're going to fucking send you two out on a date, kids. It's Valentine's Day. You're going to hook up. We're going to see. This is the answer to the question among questions. Finally answer, is Kathy a cunt? Or is it just the chemistry? Is it chemistry or cunt? That's what we're trying to do. Because, Joe, it might just be chemistry. It might be you two... Just don't mix. You don't jive,
well,
as the black people say.
Listen, I am all for this happening. I think it's great, but let's just establish right now, this
She's
is an unfair circumstance.
You're right.
It is
but
an unfair.
You're already telling him he's paying. He already knows the behaviors to avoid. Mm-hmm. She already knows the behaviors to avoid. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to go out there and have a great time. Maybe they'll even bang.
I
Who
know.
Knows?
I know Kathy. I know this. I know Kathy will not change her ways. I've known her for 15 years, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
She will be the same one that was on the date with you. She will be that person.
But Joey's now, right. Joey's
but,
right. But I'm coming in. I'm coming
but if
in
I went on,
easier...
but Bob, if I went on that date, right, and the whole time I was like, oh, well, the podcast is paying for this. Who gives a shit and whatever?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have cared if she jumped up and took a
how
shit on
this?
The table.
How
I would have been
this?
Like,
hey,
I don't care.
Joe, how about this? How about this?
Okay.
I will pay for the date.
Okay.
Oh.
And.
Yeah.
If I fucking hate her and she's a cunt,
we pay for the date.
But with that going said, I'm not going to go in with a judgment, but I will pay for the date.
Okay. And then, right, that's the way it's got to be.
Then, okay. It does.
You pay for the
date. I pay for the date.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
So we're in. So that's it. Valentine's Day over. Joe, I'm sorry.
Joe, can I just say real quick? Yeah. I want to make one more 94 reference. Mm-hmm. He had Ron Goldman's dad's face the whole time she was talking. Just like that sad and defeated. Like she killed my son. Like,
let me tell you something. This is one of my favorite podcasts. This truly entertaining.
This was explosive.
Oh, I love
that. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that was fucking good. Dude, good to have you back. Back.
Thanks for Dan it's Soda, good to be back.
Monster Voice. Joe, Dangerous Joe.
Oh, man. Oh, Tech Talk.
We're going to do that. Yeah, we're going to do that in a sec. Kathy, you know, you're my friend. We've been friends for years. I've known you longer than I've known Joe. I know that, yeah, you can be annoying. But the one thing I've learned about friendship, and I'll end on this, friendship is not people who you like. Friendship is you... forget it. All right, here we are at the end of the podcast. We're throwing this extra little bit in because we've been doing it recently. That was a heated debate. So we're here, and we're going to start doing a little TikTok. Dan, you've been out of here. You've been not here for a while, but we have the new...
You set it up wrong.
Oh, shit. All right. So fucking, I fucked up. All right. It's going. I didn't do
it. It's going.
It's going.
He
it's
can't
going.
Say tech talk before the jingle. I keep.
All right. You can say tech talk.
No, but you got to set me up to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're going to actually, we do this new thing now with me and Joe.
It's not for...
How do we do
it? Hold on. It's not a new thing. We've been doing it from the beginning.
A lot of times at the end of the show, me and Joe do.
And it's time for, ladies and gentlemen, good news. It's time for our favorite segment. You got to say it like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's good news and it's time for our favorite segment.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
Stop. Wait, just end it at the Tech Talk.
Wait. All right. We should have you introduce it. You say the thing. All right. Ready? Here we go.
Tech Talk.
No,
you fucking idiot. Introduce it.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, there's a new segment.
It's not new.
We've been doing it. It's not, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for one of our favorite segments of the show.
All right.
And then he says the thing.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite segment in the show.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
That part ruins it.
Why? I think it's good.
It doesn't need that
part. All
right,
let's do it again. Let's do it again.
And it also excludes Dan.
Well, I don't need to be in this, though.
No, you can do the Bobby and Joe with me. Try it.
All right.
Ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite segment.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
Yeah, it stinks.
It's Bobby and Joe.
Actually... No, you're not ucking that the two of you didn't sound good together. You're for the first time hearing somebody else sing the Bobby and Joe part, and you're realizing it doesn't need it.
All right, let's do it again. Do it again. Ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite segment.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe. I can't help it. It just comes out. Right, okay. So listen, we have certain things that we talk about on the show and tech-wise, and we're going to do this episode right now. So, Dan, have you ever anything technologically? What am I saying?
Technology
that you want to talk about.
I rarely will say yes to this, but I do.
Really?
I just bought a new 40-inch TV HD Samsung for $450.
Very nice. Did you get yourself a plasma, an LCD?
It's a plasma.
Plasma.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yes.
I got it with some no interest, 6 months.
Where did you purchase this?
PC Richardson, son.
PC Richardson.
They got good prices.
And the guys told me, he's like, I got one of these. I was going to get a 32, and I was willing to spend like $375. And he goes, you know what? For $75 more, I can get you a 40-inch.
Yeah,
no contest. And it's a way better brand.
Really?
So I did it.
No contest.
No, and my minimal payment a month is like $40 a month for 6 months.
You didn't buy it outright.
Well, I need to build up my credit. I have dog shit credit.
So you're using this to build up credit,
yeah.
Number one.
Good.
You got a new TV, number
yep.
two. So in your room, that fucking 2-foot by 2-foot
room
you live
room.
In.
Yeah, it can't fit in my room.
What do you have to? You have to hang it vertically.
I have to do one of those obnoxious things like in Cribs where they put it on the ceiling.
Get that fucking thing as far away from you as possible because the plasmas get hot.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you sit too close, you're literally going to sweat.
Okay.
Like, so just, you know, not, you know what I mean? Just have it a good distance from you,
yeah.
Or else you're going to be getting angry at it.
All right. So now, the next, let's move on with
Tech Talk.
Bobby and Joe.
Can I just a comment really quick on Dan's thing?
Yeah.
It's an exciting time for you, dude, because I remember when I was where you're at in the business, yeah. The first two things I bought.
You remember 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first big thing I bought was a TV, and I bought a computer.
Yeah, that's what I got.
So you did the same thing. It's, yeah. So you're moving up. There
yeah,
you go.
And unlike you two fucking douches, first thing I bought was some pussy when I got money.
I thought you didn't have to pay for it.
Didn't have to pay for it, and I paid for it. I did both. That's how fucking macho I was. Yeah, I was eating the pussy and I was paying for the pussy. Like
if Macho would have had a horrible heroin addiction and tried to came back as the same character.
Tried to came back?
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk about it. So now back over to
Joe. Tech Talk. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Joe.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
I'm going to talk about a video game that I bought, The Darkness 2. Oh my God, goodness gracious.
Is it good? And did you buy it because of February?
Oh, Jesus. It took a minute, but that was a nice one.
That was good.
Darkness.
Darkness. Look, I know the big game. Now, look, first of all, The Darkness is not getting stellar reviews. It's getting good reviews. 8s out of 10, stuff like that. I disagree. I think it deserves at least a 9. I know Elder Scrolls Skyrim this year. Or late last year was really the big game to come out as far as going into another world and whatever. But little slow pace for me, not enough fast action. The Darkness, if you're a comic book nerd, first of all, it's a comic book, and you like horror and all that shit, I mean, you're a fucking mobster with two demon heads that comes out of your back. It's just, it's world, it's fucking... Modern Warfare, except you're ripping people to pieces with your demon heads.
That's pretty
and
awesome.
Eating their hearts and shooting them. It's so much fucking fun. Wow. It looks great. It's a blast.
Is it like era gangster, like 1920s or?
No, it's modern day mob stuff.
Okay. Is it scary at all?
It's not scary because you're the scary thing.
Oh, really?
You're the monster, so it's like everybody's scared of you, which is awesome. Like, you go at guys, and they're like, what the fuck is that? They, like, run away and shit. You just fucking rip their... You can wishbone people. Oh, it's a fucking...
Really?
Blast. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's really fun. You can pick dudes up with your demon arm. You stab them in the chest.
It sounds like the game that in Grandma's Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
Nick Swartzen movie.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because when you hear the noises the game makes, like when I'm playing it, I thought to myself, this sounds like the video game you hear in every movie where you're like, what fucking amazing game is that? That's what this sounds like. So go get it if you like. Perfect balance between just action and a little bit of role-playing.
Third person or first person?
First.
Okay.
Oh, it's the shit.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. I think I might actually pick that game up.
You know what I'm going to buy, don't you?
What's that?
New UFC Undisputed.
Oh, that just came out today, too.
Yeah.
Are those games good?
They're fun once you learn them.
Yeah, they're fun. You got to know. It's like Madden. You got to know what the fuck you're doing.
If you don't know the buttons,
you're fucking.
It's frustrating as fuck.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the first one. I didn't buy the second one.
UFC, this third one's supposed to be good. I got choked up by Jon Jones today.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, God. It hurt. I heard cracking in my neck. I panicked.
In real life, you did. Not in the game.
Yeah, in real life. The light heavyweight champ choked me the fuck out today.
When you felt him like tense up that forearm, were you just like...
Well, what scared me, I wanted to try to go a little further as long as I could without tapping. You know, because Norton is smart. Norton's smart where he just, as soon as he chokes, he goes... Da, 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 da. He makes a noise like a... Like a fucking, you know, a baby, Chewbacca being born.
I watched the Gina Carano one.
Yeah.
And that was quick.
Brilliant. It was funny. Yeah. But he's smart. I tried to be a dummy, and he cracked. I heard, and it was my neck. And then I panicked, like, I think he snapped my spine. And then I forgot to tap out. Then I started tapping out, but he was just like, fuck it, and he kept going. And then I started playing the drums on his... fucking,
I'm telling you.
Like jazz.
Everyone that's listening, go watch the YouTube video. Yes. But wait. I was on the subway above ground watching it on YouTube, and so everyone could hear it too because I had my headphones in. You start, but the fucking shit that made me laugh the hardest is the slow-mo replay when Bobby's hands tap out.
Yeah.
It does sound like someone's letting go a dove. It's like that. It's just so fucking. Yeah.
Go to OPI. It's on OPI on Twitter, at Twitter, or OPI on YouTube. You can check out that video. But my
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joe.
I'll make a compromise.
Yes.
With you. I'll offer a compromise.
Yes.
You can do the Bobby and Joe part at the beginning, yes, but then throughout the segment, just let me do the tech
okay,
talk.
Okay, all right, let's go. With Bob, let's do it right now.
Tech I'm, talk.
With Bobby and Joe. I can't help it.
Fucker.
Okay, I'm a big iPad. You look, my iPad is my fucking lifeline. When I go on the road, that's, you know, that's the thing I use. I use it on, you know, to, as far as the airlines are concerned, when the flights are showing up all day long, I go to bed with it. But the one thing that sucks about the iPad, I go to bed with it. It's like having a baby plasma now with the Time Warner app, HBO on the go. I'm watching fucking television on my iPad now. As long as there's Wi-Fi, it's like a mini little baby plasma.
That's awesome.
Right in your hand. So I can watch TV with headphones right next to my wife's head and not wake her up. And I'm on Netflix every night. I'm watching an episode of Psych. I go to bed every night to an episode of Psych because I can just fall asleep to it because I've seen all of them 50 times. But the problem is that stands, to get the right stand when you're in the bed is hard to fucking find because they don't balance because the bed is flexible and you got to lean up against a pillow and blah, blah, blah. Belkin finally made this great, it's called the View Lounge for the iPad 2. It's basically a beanbag, a little mini beanbag.
Let me see.
It's a little mini beanbag.
That is fucking cool.
That you can, you can just, it holds up.
That way you can put it in, yeah, you can put it on a bed.
Put it on a bed, on a
pillow.
Anywhere you want, you can put this thing, and it kind of wraps around whatever is underneath it.
Yeah.
And it hooks in there. That iPad stays in there. And it's my favorite stand. If you like using your iPad in a bed, if you like using anywhere, you can actually throw this in your bag and take it with you. It's my new favorite stand. It's called the View Lounge.
Nice.
For iPad 2 from Belkin. So go grab that. It's only $29. It's $30. So you can get them at Apple Store too. They're at the Apple Store.
Nice.
Great new stand. So there's
Tech Talk, sorry.
So that wraps up our favorite segment.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.